The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on this very merry holiday weekend that we've got going on. And I wish you once again very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone out there. Well, are you ready for today's show? Remember, Chauncey's Great Outdoors this whole year has been celebrating 25 years on ESPN Radio. And we are so grateful to all the listeners, sponsors of this program, and everybody who made it happen. And we're hoping you will get all of your friends to listen to us next year. Okay? Let's talk about today's show. On today's show, we've got a really, you know, big holiday weekend, you know. I got to get it all done here. But we're going to have Steve Ettinger. He's the Illinois Conservation Foundation CEO, and he's going to be telling us how we might be able to save on our taxes with an end-of-the-year donation to the outdoors and the Illinois Conservation Foundation. He is such a good guy. We're going to talk to him about that, and he's going to give us maybe some ideas what we can do. They do so much to get the outdoors, and the, you know, whether you're a kid, an adult, a single mom, a family, they're always doing something to help the great outdoors and get people excited to get into the great outdoors. That's why I love them so much. But we're going to hear from him and how we might be able to help and save on our taxes. Then, that's right, our good buddy, Mr. Steve Silek from the fisheries biologist for the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. He's coming on to talk to us about ice fishing. I know it's 50 degrees outside, but trust me, in a couple of days, you never know what could happen around Chicago and the northern Illinois. It could get cold, it could get icy, and boom. But he's going to tell us what lakes we can go on in the Cook County Forest Preserves that they allow ice fishing on, and the rules and regulations for that. So I'm looking forward to that interview. And then we're going to have our Aiden Fishing Report and a whole lot more for you in the last segment of our show, along with the fishing reports and more from other parts of the country. Okay? Let's hear some outdoor news right now. We got some couple of things I want to make sure we mention. First of all, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources announces that they extended the season of controlled pheasant hunting in Illinois. This is where it's called put and take. You get a permit, they put out, I think it's like a bird and a half per person. I'd still like to know where the half a bird is. But these are the sites that they've extended the program out into January. And this is great. Des Plaines State Fish and Wildlife Area, Silver Spring State Park, Iroquois County State Fish and Wildlife Area, Kankakee River State Park, Moraine View State Park, Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area in Cass County, Wayne Fitzgerald State Park in Wren Lake, and the Eldon Hazlett State Park, that's Carlisle Lake, if you didn't know that, in Clinton County. This is going to be, you have to go online to the reservation system. So if you go to the Department of Natural Resources website for Illinois, click on, you know, pheasant hunting or type in the search engine, you'll get that information. And it's really going to be a cool thing. And this is going to be so great for us to extend our pheasant hunting season if you enjoy doing that. I love that. Don't you? Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun doing it. And then we've got another program that's coming up. It's done all across the country. It's New Year, New Hike. And I love this one. You just get a chance to get out. And all across the country, different state parks and programs, go to each individual DNR site and see what state parks may be having a special program for you to enjoy. It's the first hike of the year. They're doing it on January 1st. You cannot go wrong with that. It's going to be so much fun. So check that out throughout your local, whatever Department of Natural Resources that you're going to state you're going to be in for the holidays. Check it out. You might enjoy it. The Illinois Conservation Foundation, mentioned them earlier in my little talk about today's show, they are going to be releasing today a new series of commemorative state park holiday ornaments. This is so cool. It's a new series of annual state park holiday ornaments showcasing the different landscapes of this year. It's Starved Rock State Park in LaSalle County. And, you know, they're recognized for its waterfalls and all kinds of neat stuff. But every year they're going to be changing this ornament. They're $15.99. That includes shipping and handling, so you're covered on everything. And proceeds of the sale will be directed towards restoration and revitalization of all kinds of programs at the Illinois State Parks. So this is a great idea. This ornament's roughly about 3 by 4 inches. It's a die-cast enamel. It's really beautiful. I saw a photo of it, and I just absolutely love it. So don't pass it up. Remember, go to the Illinois Department of Natural Resource website to get that information. I think you're going to love it. Okay, we did that. Oh, I know what we did do. We forgot to do the Aiden Fisher report. I know, he'll yell at me when he comes in for Christmas. And he says, Papa, please play. He'll yell at me when he comes in for Christmas. This. Now let's hear the Aiden Fisher Report, sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Papa, we went out a little bit. We had snow, a lot of wind. It's been cold, but not cold enough to make ice safe in a lot of areas. I saw some people fishing on small ponds on ice, but I would not go out on them. And my dad wouldn't let me go out either. We went over to the Grand River, and we saw some guys early in the day. They were fishing for some steelhead. They said they caught them for about 20 minutes, and then they all quieted down. They're waiting for the next time when the fish are going to get hungry. Do fish have times when they get hungry and when they're not hungry? Aiden, I don't know. But we're waiting for a little bit, and then they didn't catch anything, and we decided to go home. I'm looking forward to coming down for Christmas, and then I'm going to be down in the Florida Keys, so my next fishing report will come from. I won't tease you about how I'm in gym shorts and gym shoes out on the sandy beaches while I'm fishing. Can you please play that poem you wrote about the animals at Christmas time? I like to listen to it. Please play it before we come down for Christmas. Love, your fishing magician and hockey star, Aiden. Okay. Well, Aiden, I'm going to have to look it up and get it all lined up so we can play it here. But a number of years ago when I lived in Michigan, I took a parody writing, which you take the words of something else and rework them. And I did the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas to what was called 'Twas the Night of Christmas for the Forest Animals, as I watched little chipmunks running around outside my house. So I'll tell you what, Aiden, let me get it queued up, and here it is. Hello, everyone. A number of years ago, I was looking out my window at Christmas time when I was living in the woods of Michigan, and I was watching the birds and squirrels and chipmunks running around and just thought about that poem, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, you know that one. And I came up with a parody of it, watching my little chipmunk buddies. This is for my animal friends, and now I'd like to read to you, 'Twas the Night of Christmas for the Forest Animals. 'Twas the night of Christmas, and at every tree trunk, not a creature was stirring, not even a chipmunk. Their stockings were hung in the pine tree with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. All the young animals were all snug in their beds, while visions of acorns and sweetgrass danced in their heads. And while Mama Chipmunk was laying in her bed of fresh hay, and I in my bed of fur and wearing my cap, we had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When outside the tree there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my nest to see what was the matter. Away to the door I flew like a deer, pushed away the snow to see what was so near. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and whistled, and he shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the oaks, to the top of the pines. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. So up to the treetops the courses they flew, with a sleigh full of acorns, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on a tree limb the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, through the hollow hole St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of acorns he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of his pipe was held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled went around his head just like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump and a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all of our stockings with acorns and then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside his nose and giving a nod up the hollow, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all the forest animals, and to all a good night." That's a little parody of the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. I just got the idea watching my chipmunk buddies running around in front of my house when I lived in the woods of Michigan. Merry Christmas.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95... Big Issues, loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get Big Issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Singing all is merry and bright, so hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you know, we're coming up to the end of the year, which means it's always a fun-filled time when you need to figure out who you're going to make some extra donations to. And there's nothing better than making a donation for the great outdoors. And you're saying, what? That's right. You can make a tax-deductible donation to the Great Outdoors, also known as the Illinois Conservation Foundation. And we have Steve Ettinger on the phone, who's the executive director. Steve, isn't that right, what people can do for the end of the year here?
Yeah, we're a 501c3 organization, the Illinois Conservation Foundation. We were originally founded as sort of a private fundraising arm for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. They're our biggest partner. We try to raise money for outdoor recruitment, to give opportunities to people who traditionally wouldn't have had those, for habitat management, for our state parks. We have tons of initiatives and different programs, something out there literally for everybody. And all donations that come into us are tax deductible as a 501c3.
Right, exactly. And that's an important thing. And I can't, how many years? Because I was there at the beginning. I hate to say it. I was 10 years old, okay? And I was there at the beginning. But how many years has the foundation been?
We were incorporated in 1995, so been around for quite a few years. Had a lot of major projects, a lot of minor projects done over the years. The Illinois Conservation Foundation actually helped fund and put in the only reef in Lake Michigan to help with the fish populations there back in the 90s. All the way up through today, we're still working on some state park improvement projects, like adding a handicapped accessible fishing pier, restoring the Black Hawk Indian statue at Loudoun State Park, things like that. And then we always have our ongoing support of recruitment programs like the Becoming Outdoors Woman program, Disabled Outdoors Opportunities, weak shooting programs for beginning shooters, National Archery in Schools program, and I could go on and on.
Yeah, and you do programs where you give scholarships out. You do programs at the Tortenson Center, which is a fantastic area just west of Rockford. I mean, it's just west of Rockford, where kids have learned about the great outdoors, conservation, the science of the outdoors, and so much more. That's why I love the ICF, the Illinois Conservation Foundation. And if people can become a member, correct?
You can become a member. It's $35 for the year. And if you become a member before the end of 2023, you will automatically be entered to win into a raffle to win a Blackstone grill. You could also become a monthly donor for just $5 a month. You could become, we could send you one of our debut of our ornament series. There's a Starved Rock Christmas ornament that we'll send you at no charge if you become a $5 a month donor. Or you can just make a regular donation if you'd like.
And a regular donation. If you happen to have, whether it's a little bit of money that you would like to donate, or you have a substantial amount because you fell into a windfall, or you just don't want to let the government take all your money, but you can make a donation to the Illinois Conservation Foundation, you know, and with your advice of your accountant, you'd be able to write off, you know, the donation, correct?
Yep, and you can do all of that on our website at ilconservation.org. If you click on the donate button on there, it'll give you options. The things I just mentioned are all there. The ornament is also on sale for $15.99. If you know somebody in your family that is a state parks lover, the proceeds from that ornament will go to our state parks. So we're kind of renewing a focus on that starting in 2024, trying to help out with things like I mentioned earlier, or possibly building a new playground in a campsite or something like that. So the proceeds from the ornament, whether you become a monthly donor, whether you buy the ornament flat out, those proceeds will go to help our Illinois state parks.
Exactly. And something else that the Illinois Conservation Foundation does, they have a program. It's a dinner. It's an award dinner called a gala. And it's up here in the Chicagoland area in the western suburbs. But what's cool about this is the Conservation Foundation is recognizing people. They're not recognizing the big name corporations or somebody like that. You guys are recognizing people that are in the trenches, helping out kids, helping out people with disabilities, doing something for the environment, teaching anybody. It's just this award, which is the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame, which are awarded that night. You're showing everybody how even the littlest thing, but it still impacts a huge people, and you want to honor those people, correct?
Yep. We have our Outdoor Hall of Fame Gala on February 22nd at Abington Banquets in Glen Ellen. That's the save the date right now. We don't have a lot more details, but we will be inducting 5 new members into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame. And those people are nominated by anybody. We open nomination periods. I think it'll probably be open around May. Anybody can nominate somebody to be in the Outdoor Hall of Fame. And we think of it kind of as a lifetime achievement award, something that, you know, a person's gone above and beyond working for conservation in the state for their entire lives, you know, made a huge difference, had a huge impact on a number of people. And this is a way to honor them because in a lot of ways, that doesn't exist otherwise. And I know, Chauncey, you're being humble right now, but Chauncey is a member of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame as well.
Yes. I wish you didn't say that. No, I am, and I'm very honored by it because I look at it as, you know, yes, I was honored by my peers, but it also tells me, you got to do more, Chauncey. You got to do more. And that's only me saying that, you know, but thank you very much for pointing that out. But yes, I'm a member of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame. That's such a cool honor. I can't even tell you. But you know, Steve, this is where, you know, and this is the time of the year, and I'm not exaggerating, everybody, because you know, you're trying to get your paperwork done, you're trying to, you know, you may have an extra 20, a 50, a 100, you may have $1,000, you may have $10,000 from your company that's saying, hey, you know, we'd like to make a donation to the outdoors, because that's exactly what you're doing. You're making a donation to the outdoors, and, you know, Steve and his staff, I'm just telling everybody this from my side, this is not pre-done with Steve, you know, they work so hard to raise money, to give money away, to so many outdoor events and programs and venues. I mean, they are really working unbelievably, from the director's hunt and the prizes and the ornaments. You know, these are just so many little things that they put together. And when you look at it all on paper at one time, you go, oh my gosh, I got to help these guys. I've got to be part of this. And the best way for you to be part of it is by making a donation. You know, and I love that ornament thing. I love the ornament.
Thanks. That was a new, that's a new program this year. We plan to feature a different state park every year. So this year we went with most visited state park at Starved Rock. But in the coming years, you know, we'll even take suggestions from people if they want to make a suggestion as to what the park is that we feature next year. Mm. But we plan on making that a series over time, and the proceeds from that will still continue to support state parks.
That's so cool. That's so cool. As a matter of fact, I want everyone to know out there, you know, most families put up some form of a Christmas tree and with all their ornaments and stuff. And we have a Christmas tree in our house, but Chauncey also has an outdoor tree. It's a 4-foot artificial tree, but on it are all outdoor related ornaments. So it's, I call it my outdoor tree. I have Christmas ornaments that are made from feathers of a pheasant. I have different ornaments that look like dogs and animals and fish. And I love my tree. And now I've got something new to add onto my tree with the ornament.
There you go. You'll have a new one every year.
That's right. I love this concept. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, you know what, my friend, Steve, and I'm being very honest. Thank you. Thank you for you and your staff and everything you do, because it's not a 9-to-5 job. I know. I've seen what you guys do, and it's not a 9-to-5 job, and you're doing it for the love of the outdoors, and that's the most important thing, and I want everybody to support that, okay?
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold to call the foundation, what number do they dial?
217-785 2003.
And if somebody wants to go online to make a donation, which you should, God, I'm getting pushy. Make a donation. What's the website?
IL Conserv.
Repeat that for me.
ilconservation.org.
ilconservation.org. Steve, you have a most blessed holiday with you and your family, and thank you for everything you do in the great outdoors.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. Are you looking for that special Christmas gift for someone who is hard to buy for? Think of a Diamond Ghost Charters gift certificates. We have gift certificates for 5, 6, and 8 hours. So please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741.
Oh, gosh, this ice is thin.
Life jackets worn, nobody mourns. Learn more at pleasewearit.com.
Be a true outdoorsman and give a legacy gift of the outdoors to thousands of young sportsmen with the end-of-the-year tax-deductible charitable donation to the Illinois Conservation Foundation. It's a 501c3 not-for-profit that supports ecological, educational, and outdoor recreational programs for the benefit of the next generation of outdoor enthusiasts in Illinois now and for generations to come. Go to ilconservation.org and donate to the future outdoors of Illinois. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2, so you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Ho, this is Santa Claus, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN Radio, and he knows the outdoors.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope, you know, everything's going well with your holiday season and things. But right now, we got on the phone one of our very special people. You know, normally he's on to talk about trout fishing in the forest preserves in the spring and in the fall. And we talk about the walleye program and we talk about this, we talk about that. But today, even though there's no ice in Cook County, except in glasses, we're going to have Steve Silick from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And Steve, good to have you on the program, my friend.
Thank you very much, John, even though you called me the wrong name. That's all right.
I know.
Always fun to be on the show, though. I love doing the show. It's a good time.
It's my Duke O'Malley transition, you know. But
we're all getting a little more old and a little more forgetful. It's okay. I understand.
But Steve is the gentleman who's in, him and his staff of Jim and Mike are in charge of all the widow fishies in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, and they do so much work you have no idea. I honestly mean that, Steve. People have no.
But they're not all little fishies. Some of them are bigger.
Oh yeah.
You've seen them.
I've seen them, held them, touched them, and released them. You know, I cried when I did. But we're coming into what we hope we have somewhat of an ice fishing season. Somewhat.
Definitely, definitely. This time of year is always fun. You know, you can't get too caught in the doldrums of winter. You got to get out there in the woods, in the preserves, and have a good time. And there's just a ton of opportunity to do that. And you know, us here at the Forest Preserves of Cook County are happy and proud to offer all these great opportunities to get outside and still enjoy nature if and when there's any ice on the lakes. And if there's not, then you just fish them anyway.
That's, well, yeah, they're open water fishing. Don't don't stop fishing. Just because there's no ice, you could still go catch fish because fish eat all year long. They're going to gravitate to the warmest water if there's no ice. And, you know, there's just things that you can learn by listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors about where to go fishing. But there's, it's not you, there's a number of lakes that you guys have, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's great that we offer ice fishing on so many of our lakes because these are public lakes, so we want you to get out and utilize them. So of the 40-plus fishing lakes that we have throughout the Forest Preserve District, 22 of them allow ice fishing. So when that ice does come out, we recommend at least a minimum 4 inches over the entire lake. You know, we do not monitor. It's fish at your own risk. But when there is ample ice, you have 22 opportunities to ice fish the Forest Preserve of Cook County Lake. So, as always, you're never too far from a good fun spot to go hang out and play in the preserves.
Oh, yeah. And especially, you know, if you think about it, if we get ice, and, you know, why should I run all the way up to Wisconsin or Michigan where I could run to the Forest Preserves? If I live on the north side, the west side, south side, southeast side, wherever, there's a spot to go.
Exactly. And as you know, with so many fishing opportunities in the preserves, you're never very far. And with over half of them offering ice fishing, you're still never far from an ice fishing lake. There's a ton of them. As I look at my list here, it's pretty evenly dispersed throughout the, you know, north, northwest, central, south, southwest Cook County. You're never that far from one of our really good ice fishing lakes.
Cool. So let's go down the list. What do we got?
All right, well, starting at the top in alphabetical order, because that's how it is on the website. All this information, I'm keeping it easy here for everybody.
Okay.
And all this information is on the Forest Reserve's website at fpdcc.com for Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Arrowhead Lake always has some good opportunities in the Tinley Park area. Up north in Park Ridge, right off of 294 and Tui Road is Accent Lake, which is one of our rainbow trout lakes, so you never know if you can pull in the rainbow trout, but it also has a really good yellow perch population. So that's a great one to check out, holding some deeper water, so if you can find that sweet spot.
Yeah, because you send me photos of when you guys are doing your surveys of the perch in that lake, and I just cry. I'm like, what am I, you know.
The perch on Accent are amazing, so you know they're out there through the ice if you want to give them a go. Also up north is Beck Lake, which still has a really good perch population, a really nice largemouth bass off of Central Road, just west of 294.
Yeah, now, Beck Lake, is that right next to the 294?
Yeah, that's the one that has the dog park. If you're heading north on 294 and you see that cool dog park on the left side, right behind that dog park area, the off-leash dog area, is Beck Lake, one of our nicer north side lakes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I like to watch the dogs out there.
it's a fun spot. Also, like in the Des Plaines area, is Baloo Lake, another trout lake that you can dip a line in and hope for some of those fall trout to have carried over.
Yeah.
Big Bend Lake offers ice fishing. Bodie Lake, just the south pool of Bodie Lake has some nice opportunities for ice fishing as well. That's going to be out in the Hoffman Estate. Bullfrog Lake in Tinley near the campground in the Palos area, right by Maple Lake off at 95th and what would be Wolf Road. Bullfrog and Maple Lake are two really good hot spots for bass. Fishing through the ice. Maple also has a really nice northern pike.
I was going to say, wasn't the pike in Maple Lake pretty good size, some of them?
Yeah, Maple Lake is going to be one of these lakes that's really good for all species because it does get most things stocked into it, and it's got some nice depth and good habitat. So Maple Lake is pretty much all-around good ice fishing, and it's a popular location. Back up in the northwest area by Elk Grove Village, you can't go wrong at Bussey. The main pool and the south pool offer some really good ice fishing opportunities. You cannot fish the north pool because that's one of our ice skating lakes. But if you get on the main pool, the south pool, the crappie, the bass, the northern, the muskie, the bluegill, you name it, the perch. There's a little bit of everything in there. So those are going to be some great spots that are always really popular. Just make sure you stay on the main pool or the south pool. Head towards southern Cook County in Flatfoot Lake in the Bobien Woods Preserve right off of the Bishop Ford and 130th. Flatfoot Lake is known to have some really nice bass, as well as black crappie. That's a real good. A lot of the Southside lakes do hold some really nice fish, next being Green Lake. That's right off 159th and Torrance, one of the newer trout lakes, and people have been known to commonly pull some rainbows through the ice in that one because that one does not get a lot of pressure during trout season. Also has really good largemouth bass, so that's another nice one to check out. While you're down south, you hit up something like Powderhorn Lake, not too far from there. That's right off of Burnham and Brainerd in the Hegwisch area and Cal City area. has the best self-reproducing northern pike population. And I've seen some videos online of people just pulling northern in through the ice on their tip-ups all day long. It's a really cool experience. So Powderhorn's definitely one to check out. Let's see here. You want to shoot back to the Palouse area, you get another trout lake, Horsetail Lake, always has some nice ice fishing opportunity. I see people there all winter long when there's ice. Really popular lake for your bass, for your bluegill. And like I said, again, you may get lucky and pull a rainbow through.
Well, there's still some place.
Well, we were very happy to do some additional rainbow trout stocking this year with some of those additional referendum funds that the Forest Preserve had, thanks to the public voting to pass that. So we did get some extra trout thrown at some of these lakes. So you have an even better chance of pulling some rainbows through the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck with that. Ida Lake, just up the LaGrange, right off of I-55 in LaGrange in Countryside area, has been known to hold some really nice black crappie and largemouth bass as well. We've seen some really nice fish getting taken out of there through the ice, so that's definitely one to check out. Papoose Lake also offers ice fishing, decent crappie and gills through the ice there. That's right off 123rd in LaGrange. Saganaski Slough has historically been one of the best black crappie fishing lakes, particularly in the winter. It's just a tough lake to fish. Anyone who's ever been there can attest to that. It's a huge body of water, 375 acres, and it's pretty level, shallow depth, so mm-hmm. It's tough to find the fish, but when you lay into them, there's some really nice crappie out there, so that's always been one that's tougher, but high on people's list for the crappie fishing, especially through the ice.
Hmm.
What else do we got? Moving along. You can do some nice ice fishing at the quarry, Sag Quarry East and Sag Quarry West, not too far in the Lamont
right.
area, right off of Route 83, Route 171, 111
yeah.
area.
And the bottoms of those lakes are real uppity-bumpity.
Yeah, those are actual limestone quarries, dating way back. So you may be in over 15 foot of water and go 5 feet over and be over 1 foot on a rock ledge. So you definitely want to have some sonar or depth reading
mm-hmm.
tools there.
Yeah, it's like lumpy and bumpy, bump.
But again, historically, it's held some great largemouth bass, and the East Pool does get all the rainbow trout. So another possibility for pulling some nice cold water species through. One of the more popular ones that I know people like to complain about, but Tampere Lake over in Orland Park, the Orland Palouse area right off 131st and Wolf is still always one of the go-to classics. Our office isn't too far. We do a lot of work on there, and it's just one of those lakes that you always see people out there giving it a go. You got some nice flow with the culvers mm-hmm. there, some nice weed beds that are going to hold some warmth. And Tampere is another one of these lakes that gets pretty much everything stocked in it, between the walleye, the northern, the channel cats. Some mm-hmm. nice bass in there, so you never know what you're going to pull through. And normally pretty steady crappie population.
Yeah,
not the largest ones, but there's some nice ones in there.
Tampere also has a pretty good pike population. That pike are one of the first fish to spawn, and I always get arguments with other anglers about this, excuse me, and because they'll spawn under, even if there's ice on, they'll spawn.
Oh, yeah.
And so they shoot up under that culvert on 131st Street and spawn in that marsh, and then they come back through. And it's waiting for everything else to spawn, and it's like, hey, guys, maybe you should put some tip-ups out there.
I can't remember if I invited you out that one year or not, John. Sorry if mm-hmm. I didn't. But the one year we were doing our walleye program, and water temps were a little colder, we may have gotten on the water a little earlier, and all of our nets we were pulling out running northern pike. So this would have been late March,
yeah.
right after ice out. And the spawning northern pike were just amazing. We felt bad because we're catching them. We're just throwing them right back in because we didn't want to mess with them. Our project was based on the walleye, so we didn't want to mess with the northern pike. But
mm-hmm.
there were some beauties.
But so many people say, you can't catch fish out of Tampere. Trust me, the Tampere is,
yeah.
it's waiting to just explode. You just need to learn your P's and Q's. Do some research on fishing different ways or trying this. Or don't just take a nightcrawler, put it on a hook, and let it sit on the bottom of the lake.
Exactly. I'll be the first to admit it's a tough lake to fish.
Yeah.
But then again, I just use electricity in that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys don't.
I got no room to talk.
Got generators and electrodes in the water.
Don't give away my secrets.
Okay, all right.
The last couple I got on our list here, Turtlehead Lake over in the Tinley Park area also, right off 135th in Harlem, is just amazing largemouth bass. That's another great one to try to hit up. That lake actually had a bit of a summer fish kill this year, which may benefit the lake because what died in the fish kill was a lot of the smaller fish that may have been causing some stunting and overpopulation. So that may give some of these medium-sized and larger fish a chance to to kind of break through here. So turtlehead's always a popular one for the bass during the ice season. And then last but not least, one of my favorites is Wampum Lake down in the Thornton-Lansing area off of Thornton-Lansing Road.
That's a surprise lake. That's a surprise lake.
It is. It's another one of these. It's got nice depth, but it's really clear, sandy water on the south side of Chicago. Way more south suburbs, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But the northern pike, the perch, the bass, the bluegill, you get away from that kind of gradual shallow shoreline, and you can find that nice little ledge, really good vegetation in there that holds some warmth, and Wampum Lake has some really nice ice fish. So that's another one that I always see, always see a lot of people out there hitting up in the wintertime.
Yeah. Oh, that's one of my on the high list there,
Yeah.
Well, cool. Now, you said all this is on where?
All the information and all these lakes is going to be on the Forest Preserve's website at FPDCC, for Forest Preserve District of Cook County, .com. And if you go to the link for fishing and ice fishing, or I think there's one even for winter activities, and ice fishing will be under there as well, it'll have all the good important information, like dusk till dawn, 4 inches of ice, ice shanties can't be left overnight, all the important things you need to know.
Exactly. Well, Mr. Sillick, I want to say thank you. Everyone, it's been Steve Sillick on the phone with us. He's the gentleman in charge of the Fisheries Division for the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And him and Mike and our good buddy Jim Phillips, they're all crazy guys who love to make our enjoyment of the great outdoors even better. Okay. Steve, thanks much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, John. It's always a pleasure. Anytime.
All right. We'll see you at the sports shows, right?
Definitely. Can't wait.
You're going to be at the Muskie Show, the Schomburg Show,
and the new and improved Tinley Park Show. Yeah,
that's the right one.
We got three back on the docket, so we're excited to get back out there and hang out with all the wonderful anglers, the fishermen and fisherwomen and fisher kids of the greater Illinois area.
Sounds good. Cool, dude. Well, you take care of yourself. Have a most blessed holiday season.
Thank you. You too, John.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors.
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. Are you looking for that special Christmas gift for someone who is hard to buy for? Think of a Diamond Ghost Charters gift certificate. We have gift certificates for 5, 6, and 8 hours. So please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741.
Be a true outdoorsman and give a legacy gift of the outdoors to thousands of young sportsmen with the end-of-the-year tax-deductible charitable donation to the Illinois Conservation Foundation. It's a 501c3 not-for-profit that supports ecological, educational, and outdoor recreational programs for the benefit of the next generation of outdoor enthusiasts in Illinois now and for generations to come. Go to ilconservation.org and donate to the future outdoors of Illinois. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2, so you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook.
Snowmobiling makes winter a special time. Snowmobilers care about the environment. They're firefighters, farmers, nurses, homemakers, teachers, and bankers. Snowmobilers are your neighbors and co-workers. They are good, respectful people who give to charities, plant trees, and help care for our fragile watershed areas. Snowmobilers are contributing citizens of your community who enjoy winter with an enthusiasm for nature, for life, and for the freedom that comes from it.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Singing all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Well, I hope you're all enjoying our Christmas weekend show. I'm having a good time. I'm feeling very festive and very holiday-ish, you know? It's going to be a good time. Well, let's get into fishing reports here because we've got a lot of information and a short time to do it. And first of all, everybody's talking perch. Yes, there's a lot of people perch fishing anywhere from downtown Chicago. They're fishing in boats in front of the Navy Pier area by the breakwall, working your way south, 87th Street, 95th Street, up into the breakwall of into the Calumet River, Indiana waters. They're fishing the humps out there. There's a lot of perch action. But please, if you're pulling these perch up from deep water and their air bladder is out of their mouths, learn how to fizz them, it's called. You let the air out of that bladder, and then the fish will live. Otherwise, you're just catching them and throwing them back, and they're going to die. So let's keep this thing going and use a little bit of care, and we'll catch a lot of more fish. However, let me tell you, one day they're hot, the next day they're not. So many fishermen as a drunk. We only got three. And don't be surprised if you wind up catching a lake trout, a northern pike, a rock bass. There's a lot of other species out there that are hitting on all of these baits. For those that are looking for Navy Pier, you know, they have that $9 daily thing from 5 a.m. to about 10 a.m., but after 10 a.m., the price goes skyrocketing. If you go onto the Navy Pier website, just type on your search engine, Navy Pier, Illinois, you can find a place where you can prepay to get that parking ticket, so you can go there, fish, and get out before 10 o'clock and not pay a lot of there. Oh, our good buddy Kenny Husker O'Malley, a Waterworks member, their pro staff, said he did pretty good on some local backwaters. He was fishing these areas, but looking for areas that have current. That was the key. Fished the areas with current, found a lot of fish using a small jig. He likes these things called a wiggle your worm. I've got to look at that one. I haven't seen it one. Okay, Kenny, so maybe send me a picture so I know what you're using. Tips him with a wax worm or a bee moth, and he was catching a lot of fish. Water temperature, he was finding was around 45 degrees, which is pretty good. Up on the chain of lakes, there have been a few boats seen out there. People are popping a few crappie here and there. Pretty much fishing anywhere you can find wood, things like that, in the water, you're going to find fish, especially if it's a quiet area in some good sunny locations. Down in southern Illinois, our good buddy, yes, Mr. Jason John said, "Baby Chauncey, we are getting some crappies now." Well, Jason, I'm not a baby anymore. I'm a big fat boy. But he says crappies are really, really good, small jigs, and they're doing so well around 154th Bridge there. You can't go wrong. Come on down. Let's have some fun. Okay, Jason, I'll make sure we do that. My buddy Derek up in Wisconsin took a ride over the Green Lake. He said very light boat traffic, and you better have your long gotchkes on times two. He says he picked up some smallmouth bass between 15 and 30 foot of water. And the sucker minnow, chub, you know, things like that dragged along the bottom were the key to getting those fish. Kankakee River is about 44 degrees right now, so, you know, that's still nice and warm. Don't be surprised. You can pick up some smallies, a couple of walleye action that might be in that area, so don't pass it up. Northern Wisconsin, you go about, you know, two-thirds of the state up, you're finding ice. Normally they have thicker ice in the further north, but right now it's only between 4 and 7 inches, but it's still safe enough to walk on. So please be careful out there. They're catching bluegills and crappies through the ice. And there was no report for the Minocqua area about, muskie, which I'm kind of surprised. I thought my buddies up there would have been out muskie chasing and stuff like that. But they said walleye are very good and crappies were also very good. And at this time of the year, you put a big chunk of minnow or, you know, a lively minnow, and you get it down about, you know, I would say 15 to 30 feet, and you should be finding pike. That's just how it goes. They are getting some perch up north in these lakes, which is a good sign. I like seeing that. Work those cabbage areas. That's where you're going to find those perch. They like it. Stick with medium minnows, shiners, tip-ups. But if you're using a tip-up, don't be surprised if you get something else. You're really going to get a lot of different species this time of the year. I mentioned Indiana, how they're really doing quite well fishing in so many different areas for the perch. And once again, perch is the big word on the lakefront, but remember to be careful with what you're fishing with and, learn how to fizz. If not, keep those little ones. That's part of your 15, okay, if you're fishing in Illinois water. Whoop, I hear the flute playing right now. Yep, when the flute plays, I have to leave you for next week's show. And this week, I like to leave you with a Christmas message from my friend Apensui Majawat. He said, "On Christmas, we celebrate the birth of a child born in a manger. Remember that he was born first to the animals, then the guests came. This Christmas, remember all the creatures of the world, because they were the first to see and honor the love of a child in a manger." Remember that. Remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. See you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.